taking everything in perspective and not pointed fingers.
Checking out the rest of the Skadden College football at 11:30. Texas Tech plays Mizzou, and Iowa State is at Nebraska. At 2 o'clock, SMU takes on Tulsa. The Ticket has coverage starting at 1:30. At 2:30, A&M plays host to Oklahoma State. 6 o'clock, Oklahoma plays at Colorado. North Texas taking on Middle Tennessee State, and Texas plays at Baylor. Game 6 of the World Series commences tonight at 6:55. With a win, the Marlins have the chance to clinch their first World Championship since 1997. They start Josh Beckett on only 3 days rest. He goes against Andy Pettit for New York. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to the T-Box Weekend on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, where we think loading the dishwasher means getting your wife drunk.
Good morning, 9:50 on the ticket. Excuse me. T-Box here, winding down. I want to thank everybody for listening and calling. Fun show today. Next week.
You okay over there?
Barely. Next week, we will be at Doral Tesoro, which is in, right, it's at Westlake. It's right across from the Speedway on 114. Right out there, right near I-35.
Right. It's right, there's a hotel there.
Used to be the old Creeks of Beechwood.
Yeah.
And Craig and I are going to play it this week, and we'll give you what's up on Saturday. But I'd love to see you out there. It's a nice facility. And then you can go drive around the racetrack for a while.
Hey, before we go, let's shout out a big good luck to Greg Chalmers, who just bought a lot out of Vaquero, so it's a Dallas site.
So he's in debt.
140 on the money list.
He needs to bring out, he's a lefty.
He needs some help.
Yep. Good luck to him.
Yep.
All right, we're thinking good thoughts. All right, Davey. Davey Lane from The Rant joins us. The other guys will be slopping in shortly. Okay, so why don't you bring us up? We're talking earlier in the week, and I'm trying to remember the context of the conversation.
I don't have any idea. We were driving back from Granberry's, I know.
Granberry's.
No, you and I were in the car.
Yeah, and there was a very attractive gala down at Harbor Lakes.
I would.
Shelley.
Yes, you would. We all would.
And you said something, Craig, about something about women over 30.
So once women hit over 30, they all have bisexual tendencies.
I think that's false. I think every woman has bisexual tendencies.
Look at Layla shaking her head.
Well, she's not even 30 yet. She's not. She's 20.
I don't think
society conditions it. We all, not only us guys, but we all kind of oogle over all these pretty women and models and everything else, and we tell women that they look how pretty they are. And so by 30, they're all saying, they succumb to it, so yeah, they are pretty.
I don't think...
That's not
I don't
a bisexual tendency, though.
Yeah,
I can say a guy's good-looking, but
yeah,
I don't think I'm a homo.
You're gay.
Okay.
But I don't think you need to draw the line at 30. I think that all females have bisexual tendencies.
I actually think Craig is on to something there. I think you're both right, Davey. The difference is, in their 20s, women are really hot and everything, so they don't have to resort to any kind of sexual trickery. But once they pass 30,
trickery.
I think it's probably getting closer to 35.
Yeah.
Women, like around 40, are their wildest sexually, and they will start doing all
True.
Kinds of things to trick up sex and to keep guys.
Wait, time out. How many 40-year-olds do you know?
How many 40-year-olds
do you know? Yeah, that are at the height of their sexual activity or whatever you're saying.
Just go out for remotes. You can see the women who have aged a bit,
remotes?
And they're so used to being having attention. Yeah, having attention from men.
Yeah.
But then they start getting old and they start noticing that no, they're not the center of attention.
There's a whole crop of young women taking
right.
the attention away.
And they know they can't just dead fish anymore, so they start doing crazy stuff.
I just have to ask, what does dead fishing mean?
I don't know.
Is that flopping around?
That
is that flopping around on land? What is that?
I will agree with what Gordon's saying, but I think it's an evolution that maybe that's true for women who are between 30 and 40 now, but it's starting younger and younger. Because for the very same reason that girls in their 30s and 40s
uh-huh.
start acting that way, teenage girls act that way because they know it gets a rise out of the guys.
Right.
And well, so it's true. So it's starting younger and younger.
And because it's become more and more accepted.
And that's a new thing, because when I was a teenager, that wasn't that wasn't as cool as it is now.
Oh, girls hugging or that.
We're talking lesbian.
Yeah.
I'm talking girls who are not even really bisexual. Girls will make out with each other and not think anything of it at a bar.
For shock value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
Or you go to, like,
think of that dirty old man.
Place called Sue Ellen's I go to all the time.
You go to a keg party in Highland Park this weekend. I guarantee
you'll see one of the Hicks kids.
You'll see the Hicks kids making out.
Didn't the Hicks kid get busted a kegger?
Yeah, it was a rave downtown, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go to the Rant phones and see what they think. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Well, I'm 44 years old, and I'm a female, naturally, and I'm at my sexual peak, but it's because I'm desperate.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Where are you from?
So sad.
I'm from Fort Worth.
Why are you so desperate?
Because I know I'm getting old and worthless.
Good day, mate. What?
According to you.
Not according to me, according to Dave Lang.
Yeah.
According to society, ma'am.
And Craig.
No, I never.
See, I like the.
No.
I like the 35-year-old, 40-year-old woman because I think that they are the craziest.
What about 44?
Well, are you crazy?
That's gross.
Yeah, I am. I'm calling this show. I must be.
Are you married?
Yes.
Are you making yeast?
Are you fanatic?
What?
About it?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 15 years.
15 years.
So he got you at 29?
You ever
are you bored?
I think my husband might be listening. No.
Not bored.
Not.
Breathing hard.
Would you be if he weren't listening?
Yeah, if he weren't listening.
Do you have a shoebox under the bed?
No, it's in my drawer.
Okay.
I don't get that reference. Okay, thanks a lot for adding to our poll. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Yeah, hey, Gordon was talking about lesbians. I'm a coach over at a junior high, and I have kids doing that all the time.
I know.
Lesbian out? Like on the team bus?
Well, just kind of a...
They love doing that because they know all the guys get a rise out of it.
Just don't tell Rick where you teach. He'll be there tomorrow.
They love it. I mean, they love being that center of attention.
And how old are these girls?
13. You know, junior high,
7th,
8th
grade girl.
I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Can you smell their puberty?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, Davey.
Yeah, Davey, you are right on the money. I have a 38-year-old girlfriend that recently made the comment she wants to explore the male side of her sexuality. So you are right dead nuts on the money.
I'm the one who said that.
I said next.
Dead nuts.
What?
What does that mean?
Thanks for time. Hi, you're on the ticket with Gordon.
Hey, yeah, can you give me the number of that 44-year-old? She sounded hot.
Yeah, you dumped her a little quick, Rick.
No,
I'm telling you, I have become increasingly attracted to the 30-something woman. I'm talking about the one that's well taken care of.
Right, yeah.
Like
you know,
the Highland Park kind of
post-boob job.
Not necessarily. I think that...
They're past game playing.
You definitely have the well-maintained... You know, she was in a sorority when she was in college, and, you know, she married wealthy. And maybe she has some plastic surgery, but not necessarily.
And she's probably married.
Maybe 10 years older than she is, and she's smoking hot. I agree with you.
I see a lot of them.
They are out there.
All right, Rick, did it validate my opinion?
No. I mean, you said every woman over 30 is into that.
98%.
Yeah, a high percentage, a very high percentage.
Okay, it's not unanimous. Let's break the tie. One more. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Well, you guys haven't even addressed the redheaded person that doesn't have to do any trickery to get men in bed.
I don't know. I think some redheads have a tough time.
Oh, no, my dear. I have red hair and green eyes, and if I want you on your hands and knees, you will be there.
Well, if you're...
What would you be doing on hands and knees?
Not with your man voice, but
red hair, green eyes, sound like an alien.
No,
like Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
That's one thing.
I have naturally curly red hair and green eyes.
Right.
I can assure you that I've never had to trick a man to get in bed.
Fire engine red
hair. Are you fair-skinned?
Very.
How old are you? Freckles?
Barry.
I am over 40. And
Gordon, I can get you in bed anytime I want. Boy, on your knees.
Are you like that? You have that translucent skin where you can see your organs?
No.
Like Mr. Goodbody?
Yeah. Dang it. The vein. You can see every vein.
Thanks, amigo.
Y'all are saying women have to trick men in bed. That's not true.
Corby wants to get rid of you. Corby, why?
All right. I just stepped in the room. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, here's the deal. I mean, there are good-looking redheads and there's ugly redheads. There's Nicole Kidman and there's Danny Bonaducci. And if you're one of those girls who has just freckles all over her face, it's just disgusting.
Okay, there's a difference between like strawberry blonde hair and like fire engine red.
Fire engine red is not hot.
No,
it never is.
What about on a guy? Like Jim Courier? Alexi Lawless?
Didn't Jim Courier star in Mask?
Everybody will be happy with
Forrest
that.
Forrest Becker? No, that's Alexi
Lawless. Forrest is more blonde.
Was he?
Yeah.
See if there's any other girls calling.
I'll fall into your theory, though, Glenn.
Let's ask Layla.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
They get more adventurous with the back side.
What?
You know, Layla.
Oh, on the back side of their lives.
Yeah.
Washing?
Layla was voted the most attractive female radio personality in the city.
By whom? The P1s?
There was like four guys out at the girls' night out last week.
Really?
Said that, yeah.
I validate.
See, right now, Layla, you're young. What are you, 22, I think?
Uh-huh. 21? 22.
So, you know, of course, you wouldn't do any of the Les stuff.
Oh, yes, you would.
I would
if
not,
I asked
but
you
to, I will.
Would.
But you will what?
For Davey, No,
wow.
But there's like...
With that haircut?
With what haircut?
Just let her talk. Go ahead, what?
No, I was just going to say, no, there are chicks in college. I mean, like, you guys mess with me about it all the time, and I mean, like, I haven't done it, but, you know, y'all are always talking about the college experimentation and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I knew chicks in college who would, like, kiss other girls for free drinks. I mean, you know, it's out there, but it's more, when you're 20 and when you're, like, in your teenage years, I guess, so that really wasn't a big thing when I was in high school.
You know, there's
more of a shock value for attention.
I'm just saying, at this age right now, you wouldn't do the Les stuff and everything, but wait till you get to be 40.
Wait 10 years.
You'll start wanting to kiss girls and all that kind of
stuff.
Did you guys get this theory from, like, Madonna and Britney Spears or something?
I've
had it for a long time. I never bought any girls drinks from doing that. I wish I would have.
There's a lot of guys who
Baby and I mugged down for a salad at Bennigan's one time.
Top.
No, Rick, it wasn't tossed.
You must have had a late night, Corby. You still look half asleep.
I've been up since 5. So, yeah, I've had an early morning.
What have
you been doing?
Your gay lake jog?
I had my big gay jogging.
And all?
Lake.
And all?
Thing. Yeah.
You know, there's no better way to work off the freshman 15 than lesbian sex.
Is the freshman...
What's the term?
All right.
For,
it's gotten out of hand now.
And look at this. See, this headline, childless women hit record number. That's another big panic thing for women.
Yep.
They were just going to be such career people, and they had it all figured out. They knew their life, how it was going to work.
So isn't that ironic?
So if they can't fill their baby with, or fill their uterus with baby, they're going to les out?
Yeah, you can
fill their baby maker with uterus.
Yeah.
Fill their baby maker with uterus.
You started this.
I didn't start it. You did. No, you did, Craig.
All next.
I already emailed Dan Bennett.
All that and next.
This is The Ticket, KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTVK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger.
And go to commercial.
Congratulations, Billy Bernard of Crazy Fort Worth. You just won $5,000.
What are you going to do with that money, Billy?
I don't know. I'm going to probably go on a trip.
You know what you should do, Billy?
What's
that? Listen to me. Go get 5,000 $1 bills and go to the strip joints and just go nuts.
All right. Well, that all would sound great, wouldn't it?
People do win.
That's right. They certainly do. And it was proven once again right there.
Billy Bernard of Crazy Fort Worth, our P1 Perfect Pair winner.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you, notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed. Studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
In Addison Circle, 972-386-9200.
Yo, you got a problem with that?
I'm Layla. UT is looking for win number 3 next on the Big Sister Ticket.
Billy.
Congratulations, Billy Bernard of Crazy Fort Worth. You just won $5,000.
That's right.
$5,000 you just won.
Thank you.
You need to get that money, every bit of it, go right to Shreveport, go to the horseshoe, and bet it on one hand of blackjack.
One hand of blackjack.
One hand. And you're either going to win, have $10,000, or you're going to have what you started with, nothing.
You are a winner today here on the Little Ticket. Now tell us what this proves.
That listening to the ticket, you can win everything.
People do win.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom to beach, man.
Time to get the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom to my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
The only light beer good enough for citizens of Shiner. Handcrafted one brew at a time at the Little Brewery in Shiner, Texas.
The Ticket.
With a win over Baylor, Texas could improve to 3-1 in Big 12's play. Battle of the imports and Texas land and cattle bringing the ticker. They'll have to do it without Cedric Benson. He didn't make the trip after facing a criminal trespassing charge. Mack Brown says elsewhere this is a big game.
The Colorado game was huge for them because that's a team that won our conference championship 2 years ago and played for it last year, and that sent a great message to those players, but also gave great credibility to the staff.
Other local games in college football at 11:30, Tech plays Mizzou, Iowa State takes on Nebraska. At 2, SMU plays at Tulsa, Culver is on the ticket, starts at 1:30. At 2:30, Oklahoma State plays at Texas A&M. 6 o'clock, Oklahoma faces Colorado. North Texas travels to Middle Tennessee State. And at 7, TCU plays Houston. Game 6 of the World Series is tonight. The Marlins lead the Fall Classic 3-2 over the Yankees. Game is at 6:55. Josh Beckett starts against Andy Pettit. The Ticket has the game for you starting at 6:30. And even though it's the regular season, the Cowboys have made an announcement that they will have training camp in Oxnard, California. The past 2 years, they've held camp in San Antonio. They did spend part of the 2001 camp in Oxnard when they weren't in the Alamo City. That's the Ticket ticker, a service of the Christ Collection. It's the Christ Collection's 9th annual tent sale this Friday and Saturday at our showroom located in the Dallas Design Center. Call 214-698-9118 for details. Stop by today. Our next Ticket ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Gordon Keith, Gen X Davey, Corby Davidson. This show happens every Saturday from 10 till noon, except for the last weekend of the month in which...
But this is the last weekend of the month.
Yeah, I know, but it was so close next weekend. Next weekend, you know, the...
It's barely into the next
barely
month.
November. And since we all wanted to party on Halloween, we're going to take next weekend off instead of this one.
Are we all X-ing?
Yes.
Halloween?
I'm going to Norman.
No, I'm
going to
participate.
I'm going to Norman on Saturday.
Are you?
Yes.
Am I invited?
Yeah, if you want to come.
Okay.
I mean, I can't stop you, can I?
Well.
You can't ride with Corby or anything.
You could try and lose me.
Okay. Yeah, man. It's going to be a big time up there in Norman.
Who are they playing?
Oklahoma State.
Okie State. I just got a message from ESPN saying that the ESPN Game Day crew will be in Norman.
Are you kidding? Well, they're
kidding.
Oh, you better win tonight, then.
Cupcake.
In Colorado, in
yes.
Boulder?
Yes, yes, Colorado's terrible. If we don't win, I'll blow my nuts off.
But Colorado has that super hot quarterback, don't they?
Colorado State.
Oh, Colorado State has the hot quarterback.
Yeah.
Hey, what's his name?
I can't remember.
Bradley Van Pelt.
Yeah, Van Pelt. He's smoking.
He's like the next Brad Pitt.
Totally.
As far as like who I fantasize about when I...
And he's athletic.
Take showers.
You guys gross me out.
Why? You need to express your man love a little bit more, like me and Dave.
All right, I have sex with guys.
Yeah, but
is that expressed enough?
It's not heartfelt. You don't mean it.
Yeah, I mean...
We mean it when we say that Johnny Depp is hot. I feel that. When I say it, it sends chills down my...
Into your pants?
Uh-huh.
I mean, when
well, good. I don't think he's hot.
That's just crap.
When you just fumble with a guy behind a dumpster off Cedar Springs...
You're not...
That's not...
No.
I've never done that off Cedar Springs.
That's not really expressing your man love. That's just a physical act.
Now, I've fumbled with a guy's 501s back behind the Barley House before.
All hopped up on poppers.
No, I was just drunk.
What's a popper?
It's
anal nitrate.
Amyl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It loosens the
Stop it. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it
don't
does.
Be graphic. No, it does
doesn't.
Not.
It's just a drug.
Doesn't it?
No.
What does it do?
Are you kidding me? Did you really think that's what I took that for? It's a buzz. It's not something to loosen anything up.
What happens is, what's wrong with you?
Viagra affecting what?
You know how Viagra works?
On the wiener?
Yes.
So the amyl nitrate works on the wiener?
I thought it was more
of a... Quit being vulgar with it?
I thought it was more of a hallucinogenic, like, woo.
I'm so gay.
Yeah. But you have to say that every time you take it.
No. It works like Viagra, but it, I mean, it
are
does,
you sure?
Yes.
It has speed.
Yeah, it has like speed-like qualities. It's the same as people like on Coke say, "Man, you can just go for forever."
Go where? Like the down?
You can drive all night.
Yeah, you could.
I'm gonna go, man. Let's go.
So it has nothing to do with muscles and
no.
Relaxing.
It has nothing to do with the relaxing of muscles.
Is there something for that? Because I need it.
Yeah. GHB.
I don't think... Gerbils, really?
Yeah, I mean, you get a big one.
Retractors.
Yeah. Forceps.
No, forceps are used like... Forceps are like ice pumps.
Did I hear you talking about... I caught the very tail end of this conversation that you had on the...
the news of the conversation?
On the radio. And you were talking about... crazy things for sale or crazy things given up for...
Oh, yeah, crazy things people have donated.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of them was a...
The gynecologist table with
yes,
the syrups.
Yes, syrups.
Yeah. How great is that? I want one of those in my house, and when people come over, I just want to see if they even mention it. When polite company comes over.
It's like under the chandelier where
mm-hmm.
the dining table
where the dining
be.
Room table should be.
I think it'd be funny to... You know, you're having a nice dinner party with maybe some of your older friends in their 40s or 50s. And then they walk into the Keith house, and there's Suzanne strapped to the table with a Hannibal Lecter mask on, kind of just tied at the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have y'all met Suzanne before?
I think it would be funny to do, like, a dinner party with, you know, some not like with you guys, which we joke inoffensively, but, you know, some polite company.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
And then while you're having the dinner, after the dinner, you say, all right, you guys ready for a little after-dinner entertainment? You say, okay, yeah. And you have, like, a young girl wheel in the gynecologist table.
How young?
Like, you know, 19, something like that.
Huh?
Are you,
and she's, you know, dressed in a gown, and they just wonder what the hell's about to happen, but then she just opens the doors up under it and serves some dessert.
Or maybe you could ask everybody to grab a plate and clean off the buffet, and then you whip off the tablecloth, and it's the gynecology table. Boost up the stirrups.
Hmm.
All right, who's first?
Or just have the girl already in the... gynecology table and didn't but have the dessert.
Cherry pie.
What?
You
say again?
You heard him. Well, that's wonderful.
Banana split.
That's wonderful. So, yeah, we're pretty much here till 10.
Mm-hmm. Till noon.
Oh, what'd I say?
Till 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
past
is.
10.
Past 10 already.
Oh.
All right, 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. We got a lot of stories to get to today.
I have a question.
Speaking of...
Oh.
All right.
Are you going to do a story right now, or can I...
Well, I had a story about a gynecologist, but that's okay. You go ahead.
There was a concert last night in the Metroplex.
38 Special?
Not the Skinner 38 Special show. Can you imagine that crowd?
No.
Should those people be allowed to have a life, Dave? They'd be allowed to live?
Sure, they should be allowed to live, but just not near me.
In Florida. That's it.
And they shouldn't be allowed to procreate.
Northern Florida. That's where they all should live. Congregate.
In the swamps.
Yeah. Godsmack.
Oh, yeah. Next Stage.
What are they all about?
They're
am I dumb rock guy for not knowing them? I don't know anything about them.
I don't know much about them. I know that they're kind of the fake Metallica.
But they're real popular.
Yeah, they're I don't know how many records they have. I don't know if they just put out like their second or third record.
Is it a Rich Phillips band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh.
But play some. You got some Godsmack? Go ahead and roll it. It's really bad. We listened to this before. Oh, you don't have any?
I thought they had some in the Bone Library.
There's Godsmack.
Thumbs up means you don't have any.
No Godsmack. Hold on just a second.
If you search for Godsmack.
Can you spell that for me so I can get it correctly?
G-O-D-S-M-A-C-K.
I hate that music so much.
I used to enjoy it quite a bit when I was in junior high.
Right. It's embarrassing if you like that music and you're over 22.
I enjoy the occasional heavy music, but it still has to have some redeeming musical quality.
Hey, you know, I got dogpiled this week when I came out with an opinion. This is some Godsmack here. When I came out with an opinion, I hate all this three-chord pop rock that's going on now. Pop punk.
The emo stuff.
Like, name
you
a band.
You say it's emo. I have other people who say that's not emo.
Name a band that does that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
Good Charlotte. Blink 182.
No, I don't like that either.
I'm just worn out on that.
Sum 41.
This is the girl all the bad guys want. Isn't that a Bowling for Soup?
Bowling for
Soup.
Yeah,
I hate that too. I hate that.
I mean, I like those guys. They're local. I'm glad they're doing well, but... And I don't hate that kind of music. It's just I'm worn out on it. I'm like, now that's over with. It was fun going through that phase again.
Every new band that's on the edge is that exact style.
Oh, God.
Either that or the deep voice lead singing band.
The fake Eddie Vedder stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. But I think Creed's still popular, aren't they?
Not really.
They don't sell out any place anymore?
Well, I don't think they tour, but their last tour,
I thought their last tour was huge.
It was. They are huge.
Yeah, but they're not as popular as they
albums.
Were. They're not as popular as they were a couple years ago.
Still, I guarantee
so has their popularity gone down, or are they just between albums?
No, they're,
an actual lull
they're between albums, but I think there's been a... you know when a band like that reaches a certain height of popularity, there's a natural backlash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people who... You know, I used to like them, but I don't like them anymore.
I've never liked that band.
Oh, my God. They're embarrassing.
Now, that the Matchbox 20 that's so oversaturated, I like them better than I ever liked Creed.
Yeah, Matchbox 20, I would never ever buy a Matchbox 20 record, but it's not an automatic punch out for me. It's not terrible.
So, do we have any of that pop punk in there?
I doubt it.
Well, that's not it. That's Creed.
20.
I'm sorry, that's Matchbox 20. Yeah, play, do we have any, I don't know why we would have this in there.
We wouldn't.
Blink 182?
No. I mean, Blink 182 is... God, when did they come out?
Creed in there?
6 years ago? 5 years ago?
Why do we have Matchbox 20 and Creed?
Probably because it's return music. I don't know.
Yeah. Who's this?
Blink 182.
All right. Well, so far, this is not what I'm talking about.
Blink 182 is kind of a... They're almost a gimmick band.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind
running
of...
Running around naked.
Yeah, they're funny. They poke fun at themselves. I don't mind them so much.
You know... I try and stay current on music, but only on the kind of music that I care about. Because I never listen to The Edge. I really don't know that much about bands.
You didn't know who Jack Johnson was when you were down in Austin.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
And you haven't even heard of him?
No.
I mean, he's, like, super popular.
I know.
He's one of those John Mayer types, isn't
yeah.
he? Yeah.
He writes good songs.
But I really am
but
not...
But you never listen to radio.
I'm not plugged into the mainstream.
All right, you got the phones going crazy. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, hey, I need to give you some information.
Okay.
Godsmack originally began as a cover band for Alice in Chains,
mm-hmm.
hence the name Godsmack, which is one of the songs by Alice in Chains.
Okay.
All right, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay,
thank
man, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Gordon, what's up, brother?
Hey.
Hey, you guys are talking about music. The Night Show's been throwing on some new Pearl Jam rarities. Listen to that song, Undone, and I want to hear you guys' opinion about it.
You'll Undone?
It. Undone by Pearl Jam.
All right, do a search for that in there.
Is that one of your favorites there, Corby? You're a Pearl Jam homer.
I don't know what Undone is.
You don't?
No.
Think,
yes.
Think Meat Curtains would know?
Meat Curtains would know it backwards and forwards.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I have a radio question.
Okay.
Do ticket shows share drops, or is that...
It's all on the same computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are different ways to organize the drops.
It's not like one board op brings up his own
laptop.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Huh.
What's that?
What?
Dump that.
Bite me, snake!
Did he cuss earlier?
I don't know.
Bite me, snake!
Did you really want an answer to a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I guess you're not going to get one, because you were kind of rude. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Gordon, this is Kyle, your African hunting buddy. You about ready to go hog hunting or varmint hunting?
Yeah, sure. Matter of fact, I almost pulled out my 30-06 the other day. And took it to the range.
Well, you need to do that. I'll send you an email. I just took my son out. It was special youth season for kids for deer hunting, and he got his second doe this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he shoot that bitch pretty hard?
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Y'all quit killing animals.
What's the appropriate age to start your child killing animals?
Well, as soon as they start eating them.
That's what I'd say, too.
You know, Corby, how did your dinner die?
In a slaughterhouse?
I don't eat meat, Holmes.
Oh, what is that, leather on your shoes there?
No, it's plastic.
Hey, anyway, Gordon, I'll send you an email.
Okay, appreciate it, Kyle.
All right, take it easy, man.
See ya. That's a good point, Corby. You don't have any leather in your house or anything like that?
None. Completely free. Oh, yeah, this is a great song. This is off their new album.
This is Undone?
Yeah. Good song.
Undone, undone, it's so undone.
No, actually, this is a single that didn't make it on the album. I guess it may be on the next record. But this is better than any song off their new album. Turn this up. It does have the clapping effect. Crank it up. Come on.
All right, turn off the music.
Such a great voice. Yes, it is.
Mm. Unique.
Come on.
Unique.
Powerful.
Unique. Great on some songs.
Hey.
Unique, I'll give you.
Tiresome on others.
Did you guys hear about the suicide yesterday?
No.
Here?
In Dallas?
Yes.
No.
It was reported over and over on this station because it held up traffic.
No.
Somebody jump off an overpass again?
Why don't you tell us about that next?
I will.
This is The Ticket with the Troy Aikman Show.
I mean, let's be honest, as quarterbacks, we all have
people. The Michael Irvin Show.
I'm speaking out of my spirit. I ain't telling you something somebody told me. I'm telling you what I feel.
Jerry Jones.
You see a team that's knowing that it works hard, that good things will go out and happen.
Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff and post-game shows every weekend. And the Ranch Report 4 times daily. And The Ticket is the home to the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. If you're looking for Cowboys coverage, don't mess with any imitators. Stick with the originator. Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
Hey, P1's Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan. They are having their No Excuses sales event right now. Zero money down delivers at North Texas Nissan.
Great car buying weather.
Yes, that's right. It's great car buying weather. And also, they have 0% interest rate available at North Texas Nissan. Now, what about no payments until January 2004? That may entice you to get yourself a brand new car.
Great car buying weather.
And yes, David, it is great car buying weather at North Texas Nissan. They're conveniently located on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, where right now they're enjoying what, David?
Great car buying weather.
That's right, David. David is wearing a helmet today to protect his head.
Oh, no, he's hitting his head on the microphone.
Take out my letter!
Yes, it's North Texas Nissan's No Excuses Sales Event. If you're a P1, why don't you buy a car from a P1?
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kubelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbooks.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you, notes. Staples is everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Butthead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed. Studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Stop by a banking center today. Credit subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One cent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid, school was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock, turn off the computer, the pager, and cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom for me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom to beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
Wireless urges all Texans to support your community in this effort to make our community safer for everyone. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Oklahoma State hasn't won at Kyle Field since 1983. Big Buck Brewery and Townies Ford bring you the ticker. They play A&M at 2:30 and will try to change that luck. Dennis Franchione says the Aggies have a quality opponent.
We're getting ready to play a team that's playing very well in Oklahoma State. Watching film, they've got good athletes across the board, good players, and playing very solid football. Difficult to defend with a great tailback and a great receiver and quarterback playing very solid.
Other games of note at 11:30, Texas Tech plays Missouri. Iowa State is at Nebraska. At 2, SMU plays Tulsa. You can hear that one on the ticket. At 6 o'clock, North Texas faces Middle Tennessee State. Oklahoma plays at Colorado, and Texas plays at Baylor. TCU takes on Houston at 7. With a Game 6 win, the Marlins can win their first championship since 1997. Game 6 between the Yankees and Marlins is at 6:55. Marlins send Josh Beckett to the mound on only 3 days rest. He goes against Andy Pettit. You can listen to the game on the ticket starting at 6:30. Stars get shut out by the Red Wings 4-0. Red Wings have now won 4 of their last 6 games, while the Stars have dropped 2 games in a row. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you that Game 6 of the World Series comes down at 6:30 Saturday night. That'd be tonight, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, established in 1994. We started out with nothing, and we still have most of it left.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You listen to The Rant. And
the
you're also
great Elliot Smith.
To Elliot Smith, who committed suicide this week.
Knifed himself in the heart.
Bad way to go.
You know what?
Should have gone car tour.
Good way to go.
How the...
That's a manly way to go.
Well, sure, it's manly, but how do you sit there with the point of the knife in your rib cage, you know, find the space in between the ribs, and then just plunge it in? And then,
I'm sure he was wasted off his ass.
And then lay there and bleed to death in your apartment.
Well, no, if you hit the heart, you're dead in seconds.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, your heart will probably stop if you put a knife.
This is the new mix of the song.
No.
Wait, hold on. Play him. He sounds pretty good. I've never heard his stuff.
He's a talented guy. He played most of the instruments.
A little jellyfish.
This was off his last record when he went a little bit more pop.
Mm-hmm.
His earlier stuff was real singer-songwriter, no mellow.
Not bad.
He's good.
So why didn't he going to come out with a new album?
Well, he was recording an album, I guess over the last couple of years. I imagine.
The frontman from the Flaming Lips said that they recorded, like, a handful of songs together, and that Elliot Smith told him that he has a catalog of stuff that could fill 3 or 4 records.
So do you think they're going to just release them over time, or are they going to put out a Elliot Smith Suicide Box Set, or what?
Well, first off, I doubt they'll call it the Elliot Smith Suicide Box Set.
I'd buy it.
Well, yeah, you'd probably buy it, too, but it's a little insensitive.
If anyone isn't familiar with who Elliot Smith is... He's from Dallas, actually.
Yeah.
Went to high school here, and then he moved away. I think he moved to New York for a while, then moved out to California. But he had a number of songs on the Good Will Hunting soundtrack.
One that was nominated, Miss Misery, was nominated for an Academy Award.
Yep. Didn't win.
So he's 34.
Celine Dion won that year, didn't she, for the Titanic song?
In Los Angeles, in his apartment, and he stabs himself in the heart one time.
Yep. And then one of his female friends found him.
He was
isn't that just a little early to be giving up on life?
34?
Yeah. You have to understand that from what I've learned the last week or so, that his drug problem, it was Kurt Cobain-esque. I mean, it was ruining his life. And he was either going to die that way or die this way.
Like he was effed up every day of his life.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He was hardcore, like heroin, coke, crack.
He didn't die of drugs.
That's what I say. Why don't you cook up a big shot and just shove it right in your temple?
I don't understand that either. Die with the absolutely euphoric feeling.
Yeah.
If you listen to any of his lyrics, he was a very tortured soul. I mean,
I want to know what tortured souls are tortured about.
I don't know. They just can't stand living for some reason.
He was probably, he's one of those indie rockers who was probably making, anywhere from, depending on the year, 75 grand to 200 grand. And so it's not like he was hurting for money.
No, life couldn't have been that bad.
No.
Although he was probably running through money pretty quick with his drug habit.
He was tore up the holy hell.
Yeah.
God, he was ugly.
He was. It's probably why he had such bitter feelings towards the world, because he was ugly.
Well, at least that makes sense. At least then you know what he's tortured about.
Sure, it's more than that, though. You come to grips with your heinousness eventually, don't you?
What?
Like, if you're super ugly.
Do people realize they're super ugly?
No, they realize that they come to grips with it, though, and they learn to...
Yeah, I mean, he was already adjusted to his ugliness. That's why he became a musician, because he couldn't had nothing to offer in the looks department.
But the other day when I learned that he passed on to the next plane,
uh-huh.
When I got home from work, I actually learned from Corby. Corby called me at work and said, hey, did you hear Elliot Smith died? And I started bawling on the phone.
Mm-hmm. I had to go give him a hug.
And so I went home, and I hadn't listened to Elliot Smith in...
That's what killed him.
A year or so, or months. So I,
if only you'd listen to him.
So I popped one of the CDs in and started listening to it.
Yeah.
And there was one of his really down and depressed numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
They're called songs at that point.
Yeah.
You can't have a number that's...
Yes. Down and depressed.
That's down and depressed.
Yeah.
A number is always a jaunty thing.
And I turned...
Here's a little number for you.
I turned to Erica and I go, you know, this doesn't sound like a guy who would kill himself. In the ironic sense, I said that.
So this whole story was just to repeat a joke that you had made to your wife.
And we laughed. And
okay. Anyway, but that's not the suicide that Corby teased.
No. Yesterday, a guy decided that it would be a good idea. I can't believe this. I haven't looked at the paper, but I don't know if it's in there or not. A guy was coming from...
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Fort Worth. That's the way I want to go.
He's on his way.
Auto-erotic.
I'm almost there.
He was on his way to Dallas and decided that he'd make a pit stop on the overpass of I-35, which is above I-20.
Uh-huh. So this is like right near downtown, right?
Yeah, it's 6 miles south of here. 6-7 miles. I don't know how far it is, actually. 10, maybe. And got out of his car, walked over, checked it out. Waited until there were no cars coming.
Well, that was polite.
And decided to jump. And he died.
How tall is that overpass?
That's not the first question you should have when someone's taking their life.
80 feet, maybe?
That's not the most important biographical detail about this man.
Yeah.
It's the most important thing in my mind right now.
He was how old?
I don't know how old he was. We didn't have that info yesterday doing traffic reports on it.
Was he ugly?
Probably.
Hold on.
You know, if you're going to... But here's my contention on this. If you're going to jump, jump. Don't...
Might as well jump.
Don't jump off an overpass.
Go ahead and jump.
Go climb up to the very top of the green tower here in downtown and jump that way. Don't wuss out and jump 40 feet. I mean, you're going to do it. Do it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, don't
you... But 40 feet will kill you just as easily. Why
do
you need to...
Go out in a blaze of glory, man. Be the first guy to jump off that green tower.
Yeah, but then you'll hit someone on the way down. And maybe he was trying to avoid that. That's why he was waiting until there were no cars coming.
Maybe. I mean, if I'm going to go out that way...
You know what?
Suicide is so bizarre. The different ways you can actually kill yourself. Like stabbing yourself through the heart and jumping. Those are two things I would never do.
And the Louisville man that combined them both.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that story? I remember you telling that.
The guy up in Louisville on 35 up there, he...
jumped and shot?
He was only wearing, I think, boxer shorts. And he got out on the overpass and got up on the ledge and waited until there was like a semi coming. And he jumps off the bridge into oncoming traffic and was stabbing himself on the way down in the chest.
He triple killed himself.
Stabbing himself.
Stabbing, jumping, and being hit by a truck.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to do it, and see, the thing is...
No one should do that.
I know. I'm not saying go out and do it, but if you're going to do it, make it as pain-free as possible. Don't you think...
I think a gunshot wound to the head is about as pain-free as possible.
Right.
Are humans the only animals that willfully take their own lives?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
don't see any tigers out there.
Jumping in front of an elephant?
No. You know why? Because we're wired so strange. I don't get the way our brain works and how you can get so down. Well, the thing is we have the opportunity to have more problems than the animal kingdom does. Like, we set ourselves
up
for failure.
Yeah, we complicate our lives.
Right. If our lives were just that simple, where all you did was go out and hunt and eat.
And have sex.
Yeah, and go to bed. You think there was a lot of suicides back in caveman times? No. Because they weren't worried about sending their child to college or, you know, the affair they were having with their secretary that's getting ready to blow up in their face.
So basically, okay, let me break this down for you. I think that there's probably three reasons why someone would take their own life.
Break that down, player.
Number one is they have an incredible amount of guilt, let's say.
Yeah.
Number two is that they can't stand the fact that their life didn't turn out the way they wanted it to. I think that's a big reason.
Yeah, they have a lot of regrets.
And they can't reinvent their life. They say, well, if I can't have that life that I wanted in my mind that I pictured, then I just don't want to live.
Right.
I can't stand to settle for any less. And the third reason is if they're, like, in chronic pain or they're trying to avoid prison.
That's two different reasons, really.
Yeah. That's a weird combo. But what if you're one of those guys that jumps off the overpass and it didn't work? It didn't take, and you end up paralyzed.
Then you are hoping to God that you're married to Michael Chavo or whatever that guy's name is in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard the story about the Niagara Falls jumper.
Yeah. Was he trying to commit suicide, or was he?
Yeah. No, he was trying to commit suicide.
No way.
No, not really, though.
Well,
I thought it was a combination of both, because he thought you could survive the falls and had always wanted to try it. But he had to be resigned to the fact that he could die as well.
Well, he told reporters that depression drove him into the water, but now he's very happy to be alive.
Right.
It was a life-changing incident.
All right, well, let's get into this guy next, because I think this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to mankind.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh.
Stop the presses. The Sports Page is Dallas-Fort Worth's only free sports weekly, and the price is right. The Sports Page features the ticket on page B1 with HSOs from Bob Durr, NFL and college picks from Norm and the ticket team, the ticket chick of the week, and general musings from Dunham and Miller. The Sports Page puts you in front of all the sports news that is news from your team in your town. Available at hundreds of Metroplex locations or online at sports.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kubelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbooks.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Can truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
Whiteout.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Eight races, eight world champions, one unforgettable day.
I'm Layla. TCU is better than you think. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Now is the time to come to Lowe's for great savings on great brand name tools. Lowe's has the largest selection of DeWalt, Milwaukee, Hitachi, Bosch, and ShopVac power tools in America, all in stock. And now at Lowe's, when you buy any cordless drill, you'll get a free extra battery of up to $84 in value. And who can't use a free extra battery? It's power when you need it. Or why not get two great tools for the price of one? Now, when you buy a DeWalt miter saw for only $299, you'll get a $99 DeWalt cordless wet dry vac absolutely free. And as always, Lowe's has low prices every day, guaranteed. That's our promise. So come to Lowe's today for great values on great brand name tools. Lowe's, improving home improvement. Largest power tool selection versus national retailers. Free battery offer expires 10/31/03.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheets to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Fudhead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
Free. CompUSA. Unmatched. Certain conditions apply. Savings after mail-in rebates. Quantities limited. See store for details.
The Ticket.
Lots of college football action today. Cross Auto Group and Pistachio's Pizza brings you The Ticker. And did you know that the undefeated TCU Horned Frogs have actually won a total of 9 straight going back to last season? They play Houston at 7 o'clock. Frogs are 7-0. Time to start talking BCS, according to head coach Gary Patterson.
The only way you get anywhere is dream. The biggest thing that we try to do as a coaching staff and really as players is just to be the best football team we can be. And if we do that, then you attract the national attention. It gives you an opportunity to be where we're at right now.
Many more games of note. Ohio State plays Indiana at 11 this morning. Tech plays at Mizzou at 11:30 a.m. You can catch that game on Fox Sports Net. Iowa State is at Nebraska at 11:30. North Texas plays Middle Tennessee State at 6. Oklahoma taking on Colorado at 6. Arkansas is at Mississippi at 6:15. SMU plays Tulsa at 2. You can hear that game on The Ticket starting at 1:30. If the Marlins win Game 6 of the World Series tonight, they win it all. Marlins are going with Josh Beckett on the mound against Andy Pettitte for New York. Joe Torre says he believes in his starter.
Yeah, you trust him. Not that he's not going to be excited about it and probably under a lot of pressure, but he's handled it in the past, and, you know, we look for him to carry us again.
Game is at 6:55. You can hear it on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, starting at 6:30. Stars lose 4-0 to the Red Wings in Detroit. Marty Turco stopped only 14 shots. Steve Yzerman scored twice for the Red Wings. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:10 with Ty Walker, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. When we haven't been with a babe in a while, we go back to our high school gym and climb the rope.
Continue on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That's Elliot Smith. Singer-songwriter, passed away at the age of 34, I believe it was.
Yep. What was it, Tuesday this week?
Yeah.
Wednesday. It happened Tuesday, yeah, but we found out Wednesday.
Stabbed himself in the heart. And, that got us talking about suicides in general, and we were talking about, I was telling you guys during the break about a guy who I knew locally here, Chad Crabtree, who was in Dirty Crabber. A lot of people may remember that band from the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad scenario. He also took his own life about 4 weeks ago. Rich Phillips knew him, went to school with him. As a matter of fact, I think Chad played his own prom. He was in the band.
Oh,
played
wow.
Prom, yeah. And just talking about how people can get that low down that they do such a thing, that nothing in life is worth hanging on to, which is just so strange.
Creepy.
I read.
Really creepy. And in Chad's case, it wasn't like he was broke or down and out. I mean, he even left money. I would think that if you're going to make the decision to do something, spend the $20,000 in your bank account. You know, go somewhere.
Yeah,
do something.
Maybe it'll snap you out of it.
Right.
I read something about people who jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
You know, that happens, like, I heard, like, 1,500 times a year.
Yeah, it's a very, like very popular.
Did you hear me talking about this recently?
Yeah.
I did this on the Musers, talking about people jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, I don't know if I heard that, but you may have seen the same story I did.
It was in the New Yorker.
Yeah.
Frequency?
Mm-hmm.
Was that right?
It was about the people. There's like 20 people who have survived the fall from Which, by the way, when you jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, what you die from is not drowning. You
hit the water.
Hypothermia?
You die from blunt force trauma because you hit the water going 75 miles an hour, and usually it breaks all your ribs inward onto your organs, and it just shreds your insides.
And then if you're alive, you're just sitting there walling around in 45-degree water.
Yeah, and if you're alive and you do like a pin dive straight down with your feet, you'll survive because of blunt force trauma. You'll survive the blunt force trauma because you don't have that much of it. But you go so down deep into the water that you drown because you don't have time to get back up.
Because you're going so fast?
You're going so fast and you do a pin dive. So the people that survive it, they go feet first in, but they go at a slight angle. So it shallows their descent and they'll, you know, they'll curve back towards the water.
But they're not trying to.
Water surface. No, they're not trying to survive it. But the people who did survive it in this article, they found like five of them that they talked to. Every one of them said as soon as they jumped, they regretted it.
Yeah. There was one guy, I read his quote, he said, you know, the moment I jumped, I realized that everything that was wrong in my life, I could correct, except for just having jumped off the bridge.
And these were people who said, no, I had no doubt in my mind that I wanted to do myself in. I mean, I knew that I wanted to do it. It was foregone. I thought about it. It was done.
As soon as they did it, they wanted to change their mind. Do you think they jump and they're like, here we go? And then they jump, you know, and then in 1 second they're like, oh, my God, what am I doing? Okay, perfect pin dive. And then they get in position.
Well, I don't think they've studied up on how to survive it.
Here we go. Perfect pin dive.
Okay, entry angle. Come on.
Perfect. 35 degrees. Nice.
It's like a 270-foot fall, I think.
No splash. Come on.
Tim. Thank you.
So the Niagara Falls jumper.
Yeah, so this guy, like I said, I don't think this was necessarily a suicide, but he was okay with it if he died because he was depressed.
Well, read again. I
but yet it was something that he had talked about to friends for quite a while and had said that he thinks there's a way to survive it.
Well, he climbed over a barrier on the Canadian side of the falls and just kind of floated over the brink, and he only had his clothes on. No barrel, no flotation device, anything. He suffered with only minor injuries, and he's been charged with, I can't remember what the charge is, but he was freed on Thursday with a $760 bail. And he met reporters when he was released, and he said...
How long had he been a Ron Jeremy lookalike? Did it say in there?
No, it did not say.
Did he look like him?
Yeah.
Yuck.
But he told reporters that depression drove him into the water. But he believes that no one should attempt to take their own lives, no matter how depressed they are, because he had a life-changing event. He says...
It took him going over the falls to realize
this? Yeah. He says, I feel I have reached out and touched the face of God, and he smiled. That was his quote.
You think God wants a dirty Ron Jeremy lookalike to touch him on the face?
How did he... I love seeing the picture. I've never been to Niagara Falls. Have y'all?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't.
I've never been up there before.
And it is, you can't imagine this guy surviving it.
That's what I mean. What I see on TV, and I don't know when you see it in person.
Yeah, when you see it in person, I mean, if it's ever looked impressive to you on TV, when you're there, you're so dwarfed by it. It's incredible. You can't believe your eyes at the force of nature.
How far is the drop?
That's like 170 feet.
Well, how can people not survive in a barrel? But this guy survived.
They don't know. There's all kinds of theories as to maybe there was some sort of water bubble around him. Because, see, there's rocks all down there, too. And you get up under the force of the water, and it just keeps pushing you down and down because it's 150,000 gallons per second that falls in the Horseshoe Falls, which is the Canadian side. No one's ever survived the American side.
That is amazing. So how many people have survived that? Not many. What, eight?
There's only been one other person who survived outside that was not using some sort of big contraption to survive, and that was a 7-year-old boy who went over. He got in a boating accident and went over the falls wearing a life vest, a life jacket.
Like water wings?
Swimmies?
Yeah.
So he had those on. But this guy's the only one to ever go over and survive completely unaided by anything.
He faces, by the way, a fine of $7,600.
You think if you do something like that, that you've got something on your side, something that's working in your favor, and that...
Luck.
Well, he's got... But it's going to be a while before your life is taken.
He's got his 15 minutes of fame right now,
capitalize on it. Go on Letterman.
Yeah, he needs to
write a book.
If he's going to turn his life around, he needs to take advantage while he can.
Did you hear the story about the guy who survived? He was one of the last guys out of the second tower during 9/11, and his story was, you know, it was just miraculous that he ever got out of there. But he got killed on that ferry accident.
Are you kidding?
No.
You know, I saw that, you know, the live footage on CNN, and I just saw, you know, Staten Island ferry accident. And I was just like, oh, okay, it, you know, banged into the dock, no big deal. And then I read the next day that people were sawed in half and decapitated.
That's so disgusting.
Ugh. I was just there this past weekend, and, you know, went by Ground Zero and whatnot. But, you know, I had taken the Staten Island Ferry when I was young, and then we went down there by the docks, and so many people take that every day, and I don't know, like, if they had totally restored the ferries yet. And if they had, I don't know if anybody was taking them. They're saying that that pilot may have passed out behind the wheel.
Speaking of suicide attempts, did you hear his story?
Yeah, he got off the boat, ran home, and tried to off himself.
Ran home, locked himself in his bathroom, slit his wrist, and then shot himself in the heart twice with a pellet gun and survived and is in critical condition.
Oh, no.
He immediately runs from the scene and does all that.
Wow. Poor guy.
But can you really blame him? I mean, that's talk about a flood of guilt.
Yeah, but I would feel guilty. I would feel so guilty that I would have to wait around for my punishment.
Turn yourself in?
Yeah. So, another story that I saw relating to 9/11 and horrible coincidence like you were talking about is there was this family who had one child that died in infancy. Their second child died at the towers in 9/11. And then their third child just passed away this past week, died in a kayaking accident off of Maine.
Yes.
And now they have no kids.
How cursed. What a Kennedy-esque family.
214-787-1310.
All right. Yeah.
Go ahead, Corby.
No, I was going to say, speaking of people who have passed on.
Can we do something uplifting?
Yeah, let's do
that. Well, no, this is a list of...
Everybody loves lists.
They do love lists. It's Forbes' list of top-earning dead celebrities.
Oh, I can get this.
I can get the top three, for
Stop
sure.
Stop cheating.
Do you want to do this next?
I can guarantee you, I will bet any amount of money that you have, you will not get the top three.
Okay.
Anything you want.
Is Elliot Smith in there?
He's been dead like 3 days.
Oh. All right, we'll do this next.
KGTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The home of Norm Hitzkus.
Good morning, my name is Norm Hitzkus.
Guess who's back? Back again. Norm is back. Tell a friend. Norm is back. 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 Norm is back.
Can you even know what the hell I do for a living?
He does his homework. He lives and breathes stats. Norm Hitzkus, Monday through Friday.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kubelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paper clipped.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed. Studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Butthead.
The Simpsons, now 5 times a week.
See a Camden community for rules and restrictions. Live free and easy for 1 year from Camden Apartment Communities.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, it's Big Dick, and Taco Cabana is where I'm at. Irving location, Airport Freeway, and Story Road. We're going to be out here until 1 o'clock, all kinds of reasons to stop by and hang out with us. First and foremost being, if you're a fan of the breakfast taco like me, Taco Cabana is the place to come. Full breakfast menu until 1 o'clock in the afternoon on weekends. While you're at it, come out and register to win ticket t-shirts and tickets to the Bull Riding World Finals at the Resist All Arena in Mesquite. Taco Cabana has a very nice patio here that you can hang out with. Nice weather to be sitting out there. Enjoy their refreshing margaritas, raspberry and lime, with a plate of nachos and crispy tortillas with cheddar and jack cheese. Or the breakfast taco, like I suggest. Come out and say hello. Hang out with us. Big Dick, I'm going to be at Taco Cabana in Irving, Story Road and Airport Freeway. Just look for the big ticket vehicle. We'll be at...
You probably know someone who thinks they're pretty smart. Chances are you're related to them. In fact, they're usually married to your sister. Yes, the brother-in-law. You know the one. 6'4", good-looking, fertile vice president, stock options, won the lottery, bought low, sold high, your parents worship him, good hair. I hate him already, and I don't even know him. Yes, you've been paddling in his wake for years, then suddenly you discover Mind Trap the Game. The idea behind it is simple. Whoever answers the most brain-teasing questions wins. It's all a matter of lateral thinking, thinking being the operative word. There's long questions, silly questions, murder mysteries, funny questions, and short questions like this. If the maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, the user never sees it, what is it? The answer is a coffin. Try that on Mr. Goodhair. The best thing about Mind Trap is you don't have to be a nuclear fusion expert to guess the answers. It's a level playing field. So invite Mr. Good Bone Structure over and kick some Butinsky. Buy Mind Trap and just do what I did. Read all the cards and memorize the answers. Mind Trap, the perfect game for people who think they're smart.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's a beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him. A new Saturday fragrance.
For Autobahn Motor Car Ford Test Drive, BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Today's early games in college football are kicking off at this hour. This sticker brought to you by Wingstop and the Tylock Eye Center. Later this afternoon in Tulsa, the winless SMU Mustangs will be in Tulsa to take on the Golden Hurricane. Big change in the Mustangs' offensive lineup today as head coach Phil Bennett names freshman QB Chris Phillips as his starting quarterback.
We're not asking him to be the savior of our offense or this program. We want him to come in, play, do the things he's capable of doing, and we've got to do a good job of putting him in a position to be successful.
You can hear SMU football here on The Ticket. Our coverage today will begin at 1:30. Stars back in action later tonight as they travel to Columbus to play the Blue Jackets. Dallas has lost two in a row, including last night's 4-0 shutout loss to the Red Wings up in Detroit. Ryan Newman turned in the fastest qualifying lap of the year and earned his ninth pole of the season in qualifying for Sunday's Bass Pro Shops NBA 500. Newman was clocked at over 194 miles per hour. Bobby Labonte earned the outside of the front row. Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We've got the Cowboys covered before and after the game. Countdown to kickoff tomorrow morning at 10, brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet. Then after the boys in Tampa Bay, it's the Dallas Cowboys postgame show on TXCN, Cable Channel 38, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Gordon Keith, Corby Davidson, Davey Lane, and we will be off next weekend. We will not be here next weekend. I'm sure you'll hear Ben and Skin. But we still have almost a full hour of entertainment prepared for you, the P1. We just finished talking about the guy, Niagara Falls dude, who went over the falls unassisted by a life jacket or some sort of protective device and survived. And survived well. Only minor injuries.
This whole show is focused on death.
I know, and I hate that. I want to get to something uplifting.
Well,
but
this
first,
is uplifting.
Corby has a list of dead celebrities that make the most money currently.
Yes, the Forbes list of top-earning dead celebrities. And I'm betting
you have guaranteed we will not get the top three.
No.
Okay, do we have to get them in exact order?
No.
All right, any order. Well, I think the first one is obvious, Dave. Can Dave and I talk
sure.
before we give you our final
yes,
answer?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to say Elvis is certainly in the top three. What do you say, Dave?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
Okay. I'm going to tell Corby now.
That's his first. That's
all right, Corby, our first guest is Elvis Presley.
You are correct.
All right. Is he number one?
He's number one.
Now you've said that we will not get either of the next two.
Well, if you do, you're a lot smarter than I am.
All right, table talk, Gordon.
All right.
By the way, how much money do you think he's made this past year?
Just this year?
He makes
year?
About $30 million a year.
Well, but they put out two greatest hits collections this year.
Well, that second one just came out.
Yeah, but the first one came out early this year.
Was that close?
Yeah, $40 million.
$40 million.
Okay.
$40 million. That guy's been dead.
You know what? And that's more than he made in his lifetime.
I know. Priscilla. Priscilla's the one who did all this for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I guess, not for him.
For herself.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and let's talk, Dave.
Yeah.
We have Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe,
James Dean,
John Lennon, George Harrison.
Yeah, but they don't own their own rights anymore. The Beatles.
I think they get royalties.
Do they get some?
They don't have their publishing rights, but they still get royalties.
Okay, so yeah, I'd put Lennon up there.
You think of the top three, though?
No.
All right, Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I think that should be our next guess.
Now, what about, like, Pablo Picasso?
He's not on here.
Is it all pop culture?
Does that count?
Is it all artists?
Does that count?
Is that a celebrity, per se? Is that what they consider being a celebrity? I'm not sure.
Is it all what you would consider to be pop culture icons?
Yes.
Okay.
Pablo Picasso was one.
I guess.
By the way, I hear a few art people downgrade him, and I think he was a genius. Personal opinion. All right, go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Ted Danson?
He's still alive. He has a show on CBS.
No.
All right, good question. Has anyone recently died that John Ritter, would he be up there?
No.
He's not up there.
Who died the same day John Ritter did? There's somebody else famous that died that day. Johnny Cash, that's right. Nah, he wouldn't be up there.
Well, let's just throw out a guess. I say Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe is number 10. She made $8 million this past year. And what?
Kurt Cobain.
Ah.
What did she make? I don't understand how she's making money.
It's licensing her image is what it is.
Yeah, it's posters and dolls.
Who gets that?
I don't know.
Does she have family? I mean, it's got
to
be.
I think she left it to somebody. I don't know.
God, someone's just gravy training.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, a two-pack? Would he be making any money?
Yeah, or Biggie?
I don't know. Corby, we'll go with our third. You want to go with John Lennon?
I think, actually, Kurt Cobain or Tupac or Biggie might be higher up than...
All right, which one are you going to go with?
Let's go with Biggie.
Biggie.
Biggie not on the list. Tupac is. Tupac's number 8. He made $12 million.
How?
Year. I don't know. They, you know, they put out these new records with him. And I know he didn't have any new songs. He only had his big back catalog. The guy was only like 25 or something when he died.
They just find any scrap left in the studio and they
Seriously.
Put a rhythm track under
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Of him just being like, yeah, can y'all turn up the volume there on this? And that's a
are,
song.
Are any of the ones we mentioned? We've got our three
yes.
guesses.
Yes.
John Lennon?
He's not in the top three, but he's in there.
What is he?
Number 4.
Damn, almost in the top three.
$19 million.
What about okay. Kurt Cobain?
Not on the list.
James Dean.
I got the top 20, by the way. James Dean is number 18, $5 million.
Sinatra.
Sinatra, number 11, $7 million.
Man. So
okay.
we're still missing 2 and 3.
Yeah, and you're not going to get them.
Okay.
You have to think. You're not thinking correctly.
Start with the top 20.
Stanley Kubrick.
No. Actually, at the top 19. Isn't
okay.
It's weird. 19, Jerry Garcia, $5 million. He's tied with James Dean, $5 million. 17, Dr. Robert Atkins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. That's a good guess.
And he'll be climbing that chart over the next couple of years.
Yes,
yeah,
he will.
$6 million. 16, Irving Berlin. Composer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$6 million. 15, Cole Porter.
Another composer.
$6 million. 14, can't believe you didn't guess this guy, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
$7 million. 13, Oscar Hammerstein, Stein. $7 million. 12, the only guy who I don't know who he is, Richard Rogers.
Oh, Rick Rogers.
Who the hell is that?
Move on.
11, Frank Sinatra, $7 million. 10, Marilyn Monroe, $8 million. 9, Bob Marley, $9 million.
That's a lot of reefer.
Yeah. 8, Tupac. 7, I hear baby. Come on, number 3. Come on.
Dirty Dale?
Yes, Dale Earnhardt. $15 million.
God.
The extremely dead body of Dale Earnhardt.
Is that all going to his hot widow?
Yes.
Or his son? Where's it going?
Going to his PFAS country wife that he has, his trophy wife.
No, I'm sure he was such a good guy. I'm sure he's still married to the first woman he ever married. Right?
Number 6, Dr. Seuss. Theodore Geisel.
Really?
Wow.
$16 million.
I guess those books are constantly selling.
Yeah.
Number 5, right behind his little buddy John Lennon?
George Harrison.
George Harrison. $16 million.
Wow.
So the Lennon catalog, I'm sure that they got exactly the same for the Beatles, and then the Lennon solo catalog made a little more money than the Harrison catalog. And now 3 and 2. 3, it makes a lot of sense. But I would have never, you could have given me a million guesses, I wouldn't have guessed it. J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that he cleaned up on, I don't know what the what kind of movie deal he made, or his estate made.
Well, they had to grant permission for
yeah.
the movies to be made.
Oh, I got a big piece of it,
yeah.
apparently.
$22 million last
wow.
year he made.
Wow.
You know, his grandkids or whoever. I mean, I don't know how rich he was in the first place. I'm sure he had plenty of money to dole out, but now his grandkids are probably our age,
mm-hmm.
probably, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, isn't that unfortunate? Don't you wish that your granddad had written some
yes.
stupid book like that,
yes.
and you just... Here you are a few generations later, just still, you just have the greatest life.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Tolkien, and, you know, maybe you had, like, $1 million coming to you when you turn 25, and then this.
Jeez.
Number 2, I don't know if this is every year this guy makes this much money or for some reason just this past year. Charles Schulz, Peanuts, $32 million.
Wow.
Charles Schulz's penis is number 2.
Peanuts. Peanuts.
Is that it? Is that all he did to make money? Lieutenant.
Did he died this
year?
Well, he was on
Heroes, too.
No, that's Sergeant Shaw. Did he die this year or last year?
A couple years ago, I think.
I don't know. Maybe they've published a bunch of Peanuts collections this year.
What's that? Like that? Peanuts. Wow. Well, that's fun. All right, can we get the fun happy now?
Yeah. Let's talk about living people.
All right. I want to talk about, give us a little music here. Oh, okay. A 12-year-old Costa Rican girl.
Yes.
Stupid drop.
Costa Ricans aren't that bad.
No, they're nice. Trust me.
She complained of a tummy ache.
Did they find a dwarf in her?
Pump her stomach?
No.
5 gallons came out?
No, that's Rod Stewart. So they do some surgery on her to find out what's wrong with her stomach. And they found a 17-inch hairball in her stomach.
Yuck.
Gross. How did that...
The hair weighed 1.5 pounds.
Ew.
They say that it had completely filled her stomach and retained the shape of her stomach when they pulled it out.
So it was like kind of kidney bean shape.
Is it, okay, was it one hair that just kept growing?
No, Corby.
Was it just one hair?
She had a habit of eating her own hair.
Oh, I thought hair grew inside tummies.
No.
It could just keep spiraling out. Like dead people, you know, when they dig them up.
Like when you have an ingrown hair, the way it kind of keeps growing in there?
Hey, a buddy of mine from college had his neck started swelling up, and he got this big goiter-looking thing on the side of his neck, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor pulled out a hair that was like 10 feet long.
Yeah. So he'd just leave it, and just that one long hair down to
like
his head.
Like an odd rat tail.
Gross. Hanging out of his neck.
Isn't that disgusting?
He dyed it black.
It just kept growing.
Yeah. And it just got to the point where it had to come out. It's poking out of there.
Like a worm.
Yeah, like a worm.
You know what? And that is so annoying. You guys ever get that on your neck?
Ingrown hairs?
I think I get
that. I have neck hair, but I don't have ingrown neck hair.
Every time I get a haircut, it seems like there'll be one spot that gets a bump.
I've never had that, an ingrown hair.
I've never had the 10-inch long hair thing. Maybe it's not an ingrown hair.
Why would you eat your hair?
I don't.
No, that Costa
girl.
Rican. Oh, sorry. Tramp.
But if it took on the shape of her stomach, then there was no room for food in there.
Right. I guess she got to the point where she didn't eat anymore. She just ate hair only. Just have a hair pie that she munched on every night.
Yeah, I guess girls are doing that younger, not just when they're in their 30s.
What are you talking about? Eating their own hair?
Yeah. Hair pies.
So, like, if you set down a plate that just had a muff of hair on it, then that girl would just bury her face in it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a problem as I try to stop you? When you're eating, like, at a restaurant, you're eating a hamburger or whatever, and you find a hair in there, does that bother you?
I find hair in my food all the time, and I just keep eating. It doesn't bug me.
I put pubes in my hamburgers when I go to a restaurant.
That's weird.
Like,
you just reach down there and...
pull out a tuft.
Yeah, like Larry Fine from the Three Stooges. You just pull out a tuft and...
just kind of sprinkle it in there.
Uh-huh.
Any pepper on your salad? No.
No.
But I'll use these.
Do you guys send back food if you find a hair?
Depends.
I am not a fan of finding the renegade hair.
I don't think anyone's a fan of it, Corby.
Well, you are. You eat it.
Costa Rican woman was.
I don't eat the hair. I remove the hair.
Do you?
I won't eat anything with hair on it.
No. Hair makes me sick.
That's why the Mach 3 comes in handy.
The Kojak?
Yeah.
Mainly because you don't know whose hair that is or what that hair, I mean, it
has
could
been
be
doing?
An underarm hair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat my soup if I find an underarm hair in there.
So you send it back knowing that the whole container of soup had a hair in it, but you'll eat another cup of soup.
No, I'll get something
the same
different.
Batch.
I'll get something totally different. Or I'll sue.
So is this little 12-year-old muff diver, is she okay? Shit. In Costa Rica, they like die for pearls.
Shut up. Don't. You're the worst cover-up guy in
you
America.
You are. You're horrible at the cover-up.
But in Costa Rica, they were dying for pearls.
Hey, I was with a girl one time when she, a restaurant that we all frequent, I think. And she was having a similar situation. She was having a tuna sandwich. Tuna salad sandwich?
Yep.
And had a Band-Aid in it.
Gross. That would make me vomit.
Had been around someone's finger because it was in a circular formation.
Yeah.
Like they had cut their finger?
Yeah.
All right.
And I went up and complained to him. I said, hey, we found a Band-Aid in her tuna salad sandwich. They said, oh, sorry about that. Would you like another one?
It's in the whole bag.
I said, no.
Their AIDS blood is throughout the whole tuna salad.
I'm telling you this because you need to throw out the whole batch of tuna salad. She goes, you think there's another Band-Aid in it?
You think this is going to be a continuing problem?
And I'm like, no, don't you understand? Your tuna salad has biohazardous material that's been floating through it. And they couldn't grasp it. I guarantee you they did not throw out that batch.
One time for Parents Weekend or something over at TCU, we had a big... There's 10 people probably at this one table. And I'm eating my salad. And there was a worm in it. A crawling worm, like a green worm in the salad. Which I don't think is that uncommon because sometimes worms can infiltrate the salad at your house. But I showed it to the guy and he was like, whoa, we don't eat that, do we? I was like, no. Didn't even comp the salad.
Gosh.
Didn't even comp it. I don't want another one. Just, you know, bring me out my food or whatever. Make sure there's no worms in my food. And then we get the bill, and I thought he would comp my entire meal.
They should.
Yes, you should. He probably didn't even tell him. He's like, whoa, man, you don't want to eat that worm, do you? See ya.
And, Dave, you had a similar experience.
Yeah, I was eating at a place that serves tacos.
Uh-huh.
And it had a big wad of just, you know, the diced lettuce on top, and just a worm just cruising across the top of the taco.
Ugh.
Was it a real restaurant, or was it a...
No, it was a real restaurant.
Fast foody place.
It was a real restaurant.
I know where it was.
And there was another place, a pizza place. I had just finished my whole plate of pizza, and then I looked down at the red pepper shaker, and there's a little mealworm inching across the top of the hot pepper shaker.
Did you ever see the movie Victor Victoria?
Mm-mm.
Terrible movie. But anyway, her gag was to go into a restaurant, a really nice restaurant, and just order... You know, a 9-course meal. It cost her who knows what. And then at the very last meal, or whatever, the very last course, she had a pet cockroach that she pulled out of her bag and just set it right there. And just tentacles kind of moving around. She screamed at the manager, and like, look at this! And they comped the whole thing.
But then how would she get her pet cockroach back?
I don't know.
Now, did she really have a cockroach in that, or she was just a woman pretending to have one?
No. I can see where you could make that mistake, but...
It was about cross-dressing.
Yeah, that was a terrible movie.
You know, there's actually another place that's another favorite place of mine that we've eaten many... All three of us have eaten many times.
Your wife?
What's that? The three of us, meaning Corby and you.
Yeah, right? we've eaten with your wife there.
Yes. It was delivery. We had a takeout there, and then the salad... Eating about half the salad, look down, and there is the largest fly. I don't know if it was like a fly, but it had like this pregnant red belly on the fly too. I don't know what kind of insect it was.
It was stuck in the Caesar dressing.
Yeah.
Gross.
So we've talked about suicide and disgusting meals today.
All right, let's talk about the Viagra prank that the British schoolboys had next.
Okay.
The boys are 5-1.
5-1, and they've won 5 in a row for the first time since the 94 season.
Dallas undid Detroit.
That was an Aikman-like game.
Just great numbers from a quarterback who can't play in this league.
Quincy!
And he was making all the different throws. He was making the hard throws. He was making the touch throws. And he wasn't making mistakes.
The road trip continues as the Cowboys head to Tampa Bay tomorrow at noon. The Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff pregame show begins at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Hey, P1's Gordon Keith here, along with Gen X Davey Lane, to talk about the weather. Dave, if you were to describe the weather out there, what would you say?
I'd say it's partly cloudy, blue skies, maybe about 78, 80 degrees.
And what does that mean when those conditions are in existence?
I believe in meteorological textbooks they describe that as good carbine weather.
Yeah! Exactly, Dave. It's great car buying weather, and it's time for you to go to North Texas Nissan on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit because they're having their No Excuses sale going on right now. Zero down. You can put zero down on a car. There is 0% APR that is available.
So basically, you're just paying for the car, nothing else. No interest.
Yeah, if you get the 0% interest rate. Right.
You're just paying for the vehicle that you're buying.
And zero payments until January of 2004.
Wow.
That's next year. You don't even worry about it. That's next year. That's way far away.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
You'll probably kill yourself before then.
I don't see that on my copy point sheet here.
I'm just saying you may never have to pay for the car at all.
So North Texas Nissan, as I mentioned, is on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit. They have over 7 acres of cars to choose from.
And saying buy the car and blow your head off in January so you can have it for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then you never pay
it. It's free for 3 months, and then you off yourself.
Pretty good scam.
We're not really encouraging people to scam North Texas Nissan as much as buy a vehicle from them, Corby, which you have done. You drive a North Texas Nissan.
I got a truck right there in the parking lot of our building.
So when are you going to kill yourself?
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Liz Kubelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbooks.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
And the savings of Cartoys 15 Dallas Fort Worth store in Southlake on the corner of Kimball and Southlake Boulevard next to Costco.
Matthew!
You get the most home for your money with a Fox and Jacobs home. Enormous kitchen, gargantuan breakfast nooks, and great rooms the size of a national forest. At least that's what it feels like in a Fox and Jacobs home, priced from the 90s. Visit foxandjacobs.com for details on neighborhood locations throughout the Metroplex.
First aid kit?
Yes! And here's a DVD!
Okay, kid, we've got some ground to cover. Stay close together, and it's off to the living room we go to watch a movie!
Fox and Jacobs, the most home for your money. Equal opportunity builder.
I'm Ty Walker. Frogs look to stay unbeaten next on the Ticket Ticker.
And now, Pro Cuts asks, how far would you go to look good? The situation. You've got a big job interview 2 days from now. Do you A, lie on your resume and say you went to Harvard? B, bribe the company with an extravagant gift? Or C, cruise on down the block to your neighborhood Pro Cuts for a haircut that is sure to get noticed? For those of you who said A or B, but if you said C, go to Pro Cuts. You, my friend, are a smart man. Face it, you don't have to go far to look your best when ProCuts is right in your neighborhood. At ProCuts, we take pride in giving you a comfortable experience with professional stylists who actually take the time to get to know you and how you like your haircut. So pull right up and walk right in to your neighborhood ProCuts today for the haircut you want at a value that will put a smile on your face.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription, more effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Used as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution. My name is not Dr. Death.
To experience all of Bart's blackboard writings, watch every classic episode of The Simpsons.
I will not call the principal Spudhead.
The Simpsons, now five times a week.
Franchise fees and taxes apply. Free installation offer limited to standard installation for new residential customers of one existing cable outlet. Limited time offer.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Number 15 TCU is in action later today. This ticker brought to you by Big Buck Brewery and McKinney Dodge. The undefeated Frogs travel to Houston tonight to play the 5-2 Cougars. TCU head coach Gary Patterson says this will be a tough test for his team.
Every ball game we've played against Houston has been a nip and tuck battle. And we've had a couple breaks the last couple years go our way, but one of the things I can tell you about it, they're just as talented or more talented than what we are.
Also today, top-ranked OU is at Colorado. Number 19 Texas travels to Baylor. SMU will be in Tulsa. You can hear that game starting at 1:30 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. 5-1 start to the Cowboys season has many fans thinking playoffs. But as Dallas gears up for tomorrow's game in Tampa versus the Bucs, Darren Woodson says everyone should tap the brake just a bit.
We understand where we are. I think that's a positive thing. We understand what kind of team we have right now. And that's a team that's beaten some teams that have had great records. And we understand the meat of our schedule coming up.
Cowboys start their game Sunday at noon. You can hear the pregame show starting at 10 here on The Ticket. That's The Ticket Ticker, a service of the Auto Center and the Dallas Morning News Classified. Need new wheels? Roll into Auto Center in the Dallas Morning News and online at cars.com. Need to sell your car or truck? Put Auto Center to work for you. Call 214-745-8123. Our next ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you that Game 6 of the World Series comes down at 6:30 tonight exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wonders, when amphibians eat, do they have to wait an hour before getting out of the water?
You listen to the dirty, dead sounds of Elliott Smith. What does it sound like? It's like a... Oh, there's somebody this guy sounds just like. I keep saying jellyfish, but then all of a sudden I think XTC, then I go, no, not XTC, and then I think Duke the Stratosphere.
Uh-huh. Not sure where you're going.
Oh, my God.
You're disgracing the dirty dead body, though.
All right, sorry about that.
Wonder if parents still live here. I don't know. Probably ought to watch it.
Okay, so in London, these six British schoolboys, they think it'd be real funny if during lunch they take Viagra.
I've never taken it. Have you?
No, but I would.
I would, too.
I'm not opposed to it.
I'd coax it down if it needed to be.
They say that by afternoon classes, it was very obvious who the offending kids were.
Well, how did they know that they'd taken it?
Because another student told the teacher.
Okay.
And then they had to go up to the chalkboard and do a math problem.
Right. You ever had that happen to you?
Yeah.
That's never happened to me.
What'd you do? Just walk all hunched over?
Well, you just kind of put your hand in your jean pocket and kind of
fish it up.
Make a fist so it covers up the other bulge.
You ever had that happen, Corby?
No.
You never got those in school?
Yeah. But I never had to go... I never went to the chalk... Okay, Corby, come to the chalkboard and finish the problem. We never did that in school.
Well, it wasn't necessarily that exact scenario, but you just you have the random erection that you can't control in your puberty years,
mm-hmm.
and you have to stand up.
Well, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
I wonder if schools still have chalkboards. Are they all dry erase boards now?
They should be dry erase boards. Chalkboards suck.
They do suck.
God.
You have the chalk that breaks on it, you know, and
yeah.
that's always startling. And then if there's actually a scrape on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
Why does that drive everyone nuts?
I don't know.
It's the wrong sound to make. So I don't know.
It hurts my jaw.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
So these kids are 11. Did they get it?
And you always had one guy who didn't bug him.
Yeah, he
and
would
so
do
he'd
it
go
just
up there
to annoy
and
people.
Scratch his nails across.
Yeah. Did these kids find this at a store? Did they find it at a parent's?
I think they got it from one of their parents.
Huh.
Got into his dad's.
Let me ask
dash.
You this. I don't know much about the Viagra. If you take it, does it automatically make things happy, or do you have to get happy and then it keeps it happy?
No, it automatically makes it happy.
I think it automatically makes it happy.
Really?
It
increases the blood flow.
So if you're just sitting there, you know, reading War and Peace.
Yeah, you'll get real excited.
You know what we need to do? I'll do this on the morning show, and you got to do it to somebody on the afternoon show. Like George, oftentimes they get him breakfast downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Grind it up and put it in his breakfast taco.
How great would that be?
He just gets this raging.
He has this
wood.
Raging erection, and we don't tell him, of course, and so
he just doesn't know what's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, and so Craig and I are just, hey George, you mind going and grabbing that off the printer for me? No, I need to sit here and get ready for the next segment.
What kind of pants does George wear in the morning? Would it
he
show?
He wears like khaki shorts.
So it wouldn't necessarily show, because he's probably have baggy pants.
I think it would.
Reiner wears those tight jean shorts.
I know. Would you do it to Rhines?
I don't know.
I bet Rhines takes Viagra. He's of that age now. How old is Rhiner? He's 55?
52.
53?
You know, if you OD on that stuff, you can do permanent damage.
Yeah, see, what if that happens? What if you probably wouldn't be in good standing with the company if you killed George?
Well, it wouldn't kill him.
Yeah,
it would just do permanent damage to the dingus.
All right, okay.
His heart is like a matchstick crack away from failing completely.
That's true.
If, put this delicately, if you're done, okay,
mm-hmm.
the act is complete.
Does it still
yeah.
continue to be that way?
I don't know.
I mean, if it is, then I don't want any part of it.
Like you're ready to go for round two immediately?
Yeah, not interested in that.
Do you ever do a round two?
It's been a long time.
Once round one's done, you just want to curl into the fetal position and go to sleep?
Right.
Just throw her a towel?
Yeah.
You clean it up. You're the woman. Leave me. Wash me, then leave me.
George sounds dead in between snoring. It takes a long time.
Can't you just see the... You know what that reminds me of? That scene in Jurassic Park when they come upon that, that downed brontosaurus and you see the whole side of the thing raising up when it takes a breath in?
That disturbs me. And the only other bodily sound that disturbs me that we have is the Norm burp. That really disturbs me.
I know.
That a human being could...
Just that esophagus gurgle.
Yeah, could make that sound. Do we have that in there? Sure we do.
He's looking for it.
It's probably labeled Norm burp.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, you guys are wrong about the Viagra. You got to have some kind of excitement there.
You do? So it didn't just happen?
No, it won't just like, you know.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. That'd be really...
But what about after you've been, you're really happy and then all of a sudden the happiness falls away, do you still maintain the...
Well, you're semi-happy for a minute and then like if you're still... ready again, then you can get really happy again.
Now, did you take it? Or is this, you've taken it, obviously?
Actually, I've taken Levitra, which is one of the new ones.
Now, are you taking it?
Same difference,
because
right?
Because you have, what is it, ED or something, or do you just take it for fun?
It's fine.
Really?
Oh, you got ED. You got ED, man.
Does it make you does it make you particularly happy for a longer period of time?
It makes me happier with a bigger smile.
I don't know what that means.
A stronger smile.
Yeah.
Like your smile goes longer distances?
Your smile contracts more times.
Yeah, it's smileier.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I was calling in about the Viagra thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you taken it?
No.
There's some girls who take it.
Yeah, I've heard it increases sensitivity.
I've not experimented in that area.
Okay.
Well, what do you know about it?
I have a friend who...
New guy.
Late 20s, yes, guy.
Mm-hmm.
Took one just for the heck of it, just to see what it would do.
Right.
And took it a little while before he started getting it on with his little girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
How little?
I don't know.
Size zero.
Go ahead.
Afterwards, for hours.
What?
For hours afterwards,
mm-hmm.
He was still hard.
It was still what? And he was still difficult to
mm-hmm.
talk to?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hmm.
He said that he was actually in pain after a while.
Oh, no. See?
Mm.
I don't need that in my life.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. So.
Well, how old are you?
I'm old.
How old?
I'm 34.
That's not bad.
You're my age, sweetheart.
Well,
you're Elliot Smith's age.
You act like girls who are that old are old, so I just...
No, they're not.
Well, you see that? You sound kind of hot.
I do that on the radio for show.
You're 34. Yeah, you're right. You're Elliot Smith's age.
There you go.
Are you married?
Sticking a knife in my heart. No, I'm not.
You're not.
No, wait. Yeah, I am, actually.
Wait a second. Why did you say
that? That is really bizarre. How long have you been married?
5 years.
What did you say no for?
That was a Freudian slip.
Wow.
Are you sick of him?
How my husband's not listening?
So you married when you were 29.
Yeah, almost 29.
So what
first marriage?
You got two kids?
First marriage, no kids.
Hmm.
Is that a girl?
Well, you're keeping yourself clean, then.
Yeah. Now, have you, since you're 34, we were talking about this earlier in the show, have you experimented with someone of a similar gender?
No.
You want to?
No.
That doesn't interest you at all?
Are you opposed to that?
Like, for myself, I'm not interested.
Do you
so
like,
no
do
girl,
you mind,
no
do you,
girl's ever done anything for you?
No.
Do you mind watching it?
You know
the hottest girl from my high school is a lesbian?
Really?
The absolute hottest girl from my high school is a lesbian.
That's wonderful.
See, I don't...
What about an all?
What about what?
Getting a marriage and all?
Would you? A noose? A noose play?
A what? Click.
Hello?
Hey, you know, Viagra actually tied in one of your earlier stories.
Which one?
The guy that survived the... fall over Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Before he wanted to off himself, he wanted to pleasure himself one last time, so he took Viagra and made sweet love to a female type individual. But when he went over, he oh, I think I'm so funny. Yeah, he bounced off a rock like a ball of vault and survived, and then stabbed Elliot Smith in the heart.
I'm laughing because he's laughing at himself.
He pole vaulted off a rock and then stabbed Elliot Smith in the heart. I don't think that happened.
You're on the ticket.
Yeah, so Gordo, the Elliot Smith sounds like the guy from Blind Melon.
Blind Melon?
Not
yeah.
really.
Mm,
no, is that the...
All I can do
yeah.
is read a book to stay away.
That guy's dead, too.
Yep.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Heroin.
He went out the good way.
First time, long time, I end up listening.
Okay, good. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Chinese man will take Viagra for my little wiener.
The ticket.
Hey, Gordon.
Yeah.
It's Doug. How you doing?
What?
Doug Krause?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Hey, it's the lead singer of Haunchy on with us right now.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I just tuned in the radio. I just heard about the suicide.
Which, the Elliot Smith one?
Well, I mean, what do you have to do as a running back to... He broke the NFL rushing record.
No, that's
Emmitt Smith.
It's a different guy.
Haunchy. Snake.
The ticket.
Have you ever heard of Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you know who Richard Rodgers is.
Oh, so they're both on that list, because Hammerstein was on that list, too.
I'm a gay man.
The ticket.
Ice with Viagra. Yay! I ejaculated.
Okay, hi, you're on the ticket.
Well, my grandfather's at, they give him Viagra and chocolate every night when he goes to bed. The chocolate helps him go to sleep, and the Viagra keeps him from rolling out of bed.
That's that same guy.
No, it's not.
That's the pole vault guy.
No!
That's funny. The ticket.
No, I'm not the pole vault guy. It's a different guy, please. Now, I think as the conspiracy of Viagra, women are going to eventually sew penises.
I don't know where that was going for sound bad. How are you on the ticket?
Hey, I took a Viagra last night, and it got stuck in my throat, and I've had a stiff neck ever since.
That's dumb.
Well,
all right.
Enough. That's enough of the phone.
Enough.
7:48 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
You're not going to believe the next thing we do.
It's party!
It's a Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket P1 Party. College football homecoming style as SMU takes on Fresno State at Gerald J. Ford Stadium. Saturday, November 1st at 2 p.m.
It's time to party.
Call 214-SMU-GAME and ask for the Ticket P1 Party Special. For 1310, get a ticket, hot dog, drink, and t-shirt. Come out early and tailgate on the boulevard with the ticket crew and check out the SMU talent on display, both on the field and off. Call 214-SMU-GAME and P1 Party with a Ticket on campus from the station that went to home in homecoming. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Big Dick here on a fine Saturday morning for Taco Cabana, the Airport Freeway and Story Road location in Irving. That is where myself and Clint, the promotions dude, are firmly ensconced. We're going to be out here until 1 o'clock, and we want to see you. Why? Because we want to give you Mesquite Championship Rodeo tickets. We want to give you lots of ticket gear, and we want to see you enjoy the fine cuisine of Taco Cabana. Now, you can stop by Taco Cabana today. Try the Fajita Taco Nacho Special for only $3.99, either steak or chicken fajita. You also get the personal nachos topped with beans and queso and a 20-ounce drink. You can also take a seat out on the patio, enjoy their refreshing margaritas, and perhaps a plate of nachos with that as well. They've got the breakfast taco here. If you're a big fan of the breakfast like me and you need it to run late because you sleep very late, well, this is the place for you because the breakfast menu goes until 1 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays, and that's exactly how long we'll be out here. So come out and enjoy a breakfast taco or two with us. We're right here located in the back right next to the patio. Come find us. Look for the Texas Tickets Bitmobile parked out front and come hang out with
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kubelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
It's allergy season again. Where should you turn for relief? Benadryl or the leading prescription? The answer may surprise you. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms, like runny noses. That's a real eye-opener. Benadryl, 54% more effective than the leading prescription. Use as directed, studies use Benadryl allergy at standard 50 milligram dose.
Guaranteed to enjoy great food and good times, all at a really great value.
I'm Ty Walker. Another big challenge for the Aggies next on the Ticket Ticker.
Get your asses up and look at yours!
The Dallas Desperados and Arena League football are back in the big house. Coach Joe and Jim Kubiak are saddling up for the 2004 season this spring at the American Airlines Center. So if you've never been inside the AAC, come and get it. The Desperados have an awesome season ticket special for P1s only. All eight home games, plus a playoff game for just $13.10 per seat per game. That's a savings of nearly 30%. And if you buy four lower-level seats at that special price, you'll get a Roy Williams autograph football free.
Roy?
Call 972-785-4900 now, or click DallasDesperados.com for tickets. 972-785-4900. From the station that rides them hard and puts them up wet. Voice Radio, 1310.
Watch out for those Desperados.
The Ticket. Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
It has been a rough year for Dennis Franchione as head coach of the Texas A&M Aggies. This ticker brought to you by Pistazio's Pizza and Bank One. Things don't get much easier today as Texas A&M welcomes number 18 Oklahoma State to Kyle Field. Franchione realizes their situation.
We're getting ready to play a team that's playing very well in Oklahoma State. Watching film, they've got good athletes across the board, good players, and playing very solid football. Difficult to defend with a great tailback and a great receiver and quarterback playing very solid.
Aggies and OSU kick off this afternoon at 2:30. Game 6 of the World Series is later tonight in New York between the Marlins and Yankees. Win tonight would give Florida their second World Series title in team history. Marlins first baseman Derek Lee says they are confident.
We've done well in the postseason on the road. You know, we struggled a little bit throughout the season, but we've done well in the postseason. Right now, we're just so confident in ourselves, it doesn't really matter where we're playing.
Josh Beckett on the mound tonight for Florida. Andy Pettitte will get the start for New York. You can hear Game 6 tonight on the Ticket starting at 6:30. Our next Ticket Ticker in just a matter of minutes, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket wants to know, when you're sending somebody styrofoam, what do you pack it in?
11:54, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant wrapping up for this week. We will not be here next week. Ben and Skin will be taking over.
Probably.
We should do the show
probably
with
Ben
Norman.
Think.
God, wait. Can't wait.
So.
Craig and I are going to gay out so hard.
Any final thoughts, gentlemen?
Yeah, I have a story that I want to tell.
Okay. Is this about Whitney?
No. Sean.
Viagra.
P. Diddy Combs,
Whitney is Corby's sister,
tells the USA Today that he's given up sex until after he runs this marathon, the New York City Marathon, that he's trying to raise money for kids. I don't know what it is. Children's charities.
You know what I don't understand? I don't understand why that guy's so famous.
I don't either.
Why is he so famous? What are his songs?
Don't know.
Well, he's more of a producer than a rapper himself.
I just don't understand why he is the most famous guy in the rap world.
I don't know.
And you look at him, and he looks like such a nerd, a geek.
I know.
You know, he looks like a poser black dude is what he looks
and
like.
And he looks like he's got like 8,000 teeth.
Uh-huh.
You know? Well, I feel sorry for him because he says, I'm abstaining from sex for 2 weeks. 2 weeks is a long time for me because I'm a very healthy Scorpio. My hormones are raging. I'm a young man, very passionate, very romantic. But it's for the kids.
What? I don't know if the way P. Diddy probably does it with a woman is romantic.
I highly doubt it.
I bet you he's...
I'm sure it's very power
exactly
trip.
Exactly like Kobe thing, except with consent.
Right. A lot of
chairs.
Uh-huh.
A lot of white girls bent over those chairs.
Right. A lot of kissing of the area.
What?
A lot of... dirty T-shirts afterwards.
Right.
But it's for the kids. How is this for the kids?
I don't know. I don't know how he's raising money because he's for running a marathon. He says he hopes to raise $1 million for children's charities.
Well, why didn't he just give $1 million?
Yeah, it's not like he didn't have it. He will not make this race. He's been training for like a month. I mean, I guess he could, though. I guess he could make it in like 6 hours or something.
You know, God bless you, Corby. I know you're getting into the marathon thing. I don't know if that's going to be a lifelong pursuit of yours or just the one marathon.
I don't know yet.
But that's just very boring to me.
It's extremely boring. Well, you have
it just seems like there's more fun ways of getting exercise.
You don't have the attention span. You know what it is? It's not bad if you're running with a group, which I do. But running by yourself for more than 2 hours... you blow your head off.
I know.
It is absolutely miserable. And I was about to quit until I hooked up with this group.
I was about to just stop the whole thing because I couldn't handle running by myself anymore.
Gosh, that's boring.
Ugh. But, you know, it's not that bad if you run with people. If you run with four or five people, you're always,
you talk.
Always, the whole
stare,
time.
Stare at Trim?
Yes. It's another thing out there on Saturday at the lake. Oof.
Who's Derek Trim?
It's just another runner.
A good friend of mine in our group. You're right, though. It is boring. But it's one of those things. It's just like, all right, I want to do this, and then I said I wanted it one and done. Just do it. I've done it. Great. But we'll see. I don't know.
When are you going to start abstaining from sex before the marathon?
I guess I started last month. I guess.
But your wife has problems, though. I mean, she has, what is it, endometriosis?
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Can you cure that with anal nitrate?
Amyl nitrate.
Poppers.
Drug.
I'm interested in poppers.
Really?
Yeah.
So you would try those?
They intrigue me.
With Whitney?
Whitney's a sister.
Yeah. Hey. Where are you going? You know the scene in Hannibal?
When that guy's so high on poppers, he cuts his face off?
Yes, he cuts his own face off.
Where are you?
No, what's it, Mason Berger, Mason...
Oh, gosh, what's his name? Mason... I can't remember.
Something Mason Berger.
He's my favorite guy in any movie ever.
I know. Why did they get Gary Oldman to play that guy? Well, they could have gotten... I mean, why do they need to trick Gary Oldman up that much? But I love that scene where he's ripping his face off.
Right.
Mason...
So does he eventually sew it back on, or...
No, you've never seen that in the movie?
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, God!
Watch the movie Hannibal. You've got to see how creepy Gary Oldman looks in that movie.
But I heard it was a terrible movie.
It doesn't matter.
It's not that bad a movie.
You know,
it's just not near as great as Silence of the Lambs.
Compared to that, and you know, you can't do that. How do you spell Hannibal?
H-A-N-N-I-B-A-L. But it's got some good shots of Florence in it. Florence Rome. Pretty and...
All right, here we go.
You can see
Ray
Liotta's brain.
Mason Berger.
Mason Berger.
Yeah, Mason Berger.
Mason Berger.
Yeah.
If you could, make sure you give me my milk.
God. And, you know, we rode go-karts with him, with Gary Oldman.
Yeah, we did.
You know that?
Yep.
On the ticket.
It's The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. This is The Ticket.
Yes, another big day in college football. We'll get you started with the scoreboard on the top 25 games in action right now. Number 20, Wisconsin playing at Northwestern. And Northwestern with a 6-0 lead in that game in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, number 8, Ohio State and Indiana. Buckeyes, no problem so far. They lead 14-0 with about 6 minutes remaining in the half. In the first quarter at Nebraska, the 14th-ranked Cornhuskers hosting Iowa State. And Nebraska has a 7-0 lead, as I said, in the first quarter. Also in the second quarter, it is number 16, Iowa. They're trailing Penn State right now 7-6 early in the second quarter. Big 12 action. A couple games getting underway in the first quarter. Texas Tech trailing Missouri early 3-0. Also in the first, as I said, Nebraska leading Iowa State 7-0. Game getting underway at about 1 o'clock today. Kansas will be at Kansas State. Tomorrow in Tampa, it's the 5-1 Cowboys taking on the world champion Buccaneers. While they've made lots of progress in their first season under Bill Parcells, Dallas safety Darren Woodson says they are far from perfect.
Special teams can get better. Defensively, we can get better in some areas. And you know, offensively, the same thing. We got some areas and some room to be a better team.
Cowboys kick off at noon tomorrow. The pregame show starts at 10 here on The Ticket. Florida Marlins, New York Yankees in the Bronx for tonight's Game 6 of the World Series. Marlins have a 3-2 lead in the best of 7 set. They can wrap up their second World Series title tonight with one more win. Manager Jack McKeon has confidence in his club.
We feel that we're going to go out there and try to win Game 6. We're not setting up to win Game 7 because you don't know whether you have a chance to win Game 7 if you did get the same 7. So we're going to try to win Game 6, and if we can't win Game 6, we're going to try to win Game 7 with the best guys that we have that are pitching the best for us right now.
Yankees will send Andy Pettitte to the mound tonight. Marlins will start Josh Beckett. You can hear Game 6 starting at 6:30 this evening right here on The Ticket. That is The Ticket Ticker, a service of the Christ Collection. It is the Christ Collection's 9th annual tent sale. this Friday and Saturday at our showroom located in the Dallas Design Center. Call 214-698-9118 for details. Stop by today. Our next ticker at 1220. Break.
Staples has everything you need to go back to school.
I'm Ms. Kugelmacher, and I hope you're all prepared for math.
Notebooks.
Advanced geometry.
Protractor graph paper notebooks.
Here's your syllabus.
Wastebasket.
And your textbook.
7-gallon wastebasket.
You're expected to read every word.
Highlighter.
There will be homework.
Folders.
Lots of homework.
Book bag.
Tons of homework.
Hand truck.
And there will be pop quizzes.
Pencils.
Every week.
Pencil sharpener.
And a final examination.
Calculator.
There will be no calculators.
Small calculator.
I expect your work to be neat.
White out.
Organized.
Paperclip.
And legible.
300-dot resolution laser printer.
I will not tolerate tardiness.
Alarm clock.
And don't forget.
Post-it notes.
You can easily be removed from this class.
Thank you notes. Staples has everything you need to go back to school. The guaranteed low price on over 5,000 items. Staples. Yeah, we've got that.
Mr. Robert Goulet reads from The Writings of Bart, the collected after-school blackboard writings of young Bart Simpson. Mr. Goulet.
I will not trade pants with others. I will not do that thing with my tongue. I will not Xerox my butt. A burp is not an answer. I will not pledge allegiance to Bart. I will not eat things for money. I will not bring sheep to class. I will not instigate revolution.